From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner reading Firestorm by Lisa Tonbergen. Now let's begin with Firestorm. Prologue. Rain Older was the first to pick it up. The sense of danger was subtle, intangible, but definitely there. 200 feet in front of her, Stan Shaw, a long-trusted squad boss of the Lolo Hotshots, suddenly stopped digging. He sensed it, too. Rain watched Stan lift his head as if to trace the wind, apparently to see if it had changed direction or speed, and looked beyond him to the last 6 chains he had dug. A chain, a trench, 66 feet in length and 2 feet in width, was required every hour of a ground-pounding firefighter. Stan was a chain ahead. She smiled to herself. He was always ahead. Rain looked back at him, meeting his eyes, listening with him. Beyond the snap, crackle, pop that made fighting fires a nightmarish Rice Krispies experience, beyond the shimmering heat from the flames and the hard-working firefighters around her, beyond the radio at her hip that crackled with frequent transmissions from the fire bosses in fire camp far below them on Boise's county fairgrounds. What had changed? The wind seemed to be coming from the same direction as before. But tiny hairs on the back of her neck stood on end, despite a layer of sweat and grime. She could not shake the sense of dread, the foreboding. It did not help that Stan, a seasoned firefighter, stood motionless, awaiting her direction. He obviously sensed the danger, too. "God," she called silently, "what are you trying to tell me?" Rain scanned the line of a fire 100 feet away. Her unease did not make sense. The fire, named Oxbow after the reservoir near where it had begun, was a mild one, slowly eating away at summer-dried Idaho grasses and scrubby pines, one hill after another. It had traipsed on that way for days, the flames rising no higher than 2 feet. Now, the wind was slowly pushing it downhill toward them. It was their job to stop its descent into a small suburb outside of Boise. "No problem," Rain had said with bravado to the fire commander after receiving their assignment. "We'll kill it by noon." She was sure of her crew hotshots, a solid team of 20, 5 of them women. They'd fought 4 fires together already and proven themselves. Even the rookies had quickly come up to speed, making sure they would not be assigned back to the crews who dug hiking trails or painted Forest Service picnic tables. They were tough, and no baby hill fire like this one was going to stop them. But now, as the morning persisted into afternoon, as the Lolo hotshots finished lunch and began digging again, Rain knew that something was afoot. She shook her head at Shaw after checking with the command center. They saw nothing different on the weather instruments. Rain went back to digging and Stan did the same, still eyeing Oxbow like a dog not to be trusted. They crested the next hill and spotted another crew a mile away past the thicket of pines that fed off the seasonal valley runoff. The other group of hotshots had 2 bulldozers and a pump engine. They would meet them in the middle of that valley, Rain decided. Show them what her hotshots were made of, even without the extra equipment. She powered into her own chain, with renewed energy, swinging her Pulaski, a small axe hoe, as if she meant to wear it out. Most crew bosses did not do much digging. Rain felt it was important to show her team that she was working right beside them when she wasn't scouting ahead, talking with the fire boss, or checking out the line. A helicopter flew overhead, dumping water beside the chains they'd dug to fortify the suburban defense. The choppers were an excellent asset on the line. They could turn around quickly, refill their giant buckets from nearby lakes, and enter places that were difficult for tankers to reach. Rain's radio crackled again, her name filling the airwaves.
"Crew Boss Older, come in," the division supervisor said.
"I'm here, Thomas."
"Good to hear your voice, Lolo. I just want you to be aware the winds are picking up a bit. You better hustle on to a rendezvous point."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?